Officials from the Central African states say hate speech has fueled several regional crises, resulting in the displacement of millions of people. The region's communication ministers meeting in Bangui this week say some influential politicians, business moguls, and community leaders are using radio, television, and social media to propagate information that undermines peace and stability. Semple's Mathieu Saranji is the Prime Minister of the Central African Republic. He says leaders of the 11-member Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, highly expect the ongoing Bangui meeting of ministers in charge of communication and the media to propose lasting solutions to xenophobic statements that are propagated on media outlets. Saranji said humanitarian crises are spiraling in ECAS states because of widespread hate speech. A separatist crisis in western Cameroon, which has killed more than 6,000 people, was fueled in part by social media propaganda by rebel leaders who are based in Europe and the United States, according to Cameroonian officials. Hate on social media also fueled an ongoing conflict between ranchers and fishers in northern Cameroon and Chad. Clashes there have killed more than 100 people and displaced more than 80,000. The 1994 genocide in Rwanda was sparked by hate speech, mostly over radio, by Hutu extremists against Tutsis. Joan Adamson is deputy head of MINUSCA, the UN stabilization mission in the Central African Republic. She says the Forum on Hate Speech is an important step toward finding solutions to fighting that sparked a mass movement of people looking for safety. She says by organizing a forum to counter hate speech amplified by the digital age, all the 11 ECAS member states indicate they are ready to support and defend values that are vital to consolidate peace and security and promote human rights. Adamson spoke on state TV in the CAR. The ministers said they will enact legislation to punish people who use TV, radio, and print media to propagate hate speech, but gave no further details. They also have agreed to control harmful content they say runs rampant on social media. The communication ministers say they will submit their recommendations to ECAS governments with the hope that if hate language and xenophobic statements can be stopped, peace will return to restive areas. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.